Blog Talk Radio. You know, wherever you are on your journey, today's show is designed specifically for you, and I'm so excited about it. Get the tools that you need to maximize your greatest wealth, and that is health. Let's lean in and grow together. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you for tuning in to this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are truly, eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Master Motivator, Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and we have our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win, personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I'm feeling the vibrations. You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast, and I'm so excited about it. Did I mention that I absolutely love Monday? Woo! Yes, I do. Well, I will share with our in-studio guests for about 40 minutes into today's podcast, and we are going to have a rich dialogue around today's subject. And then we're going to open our programming up for your audience participation, our global listening audience, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's Always Lens to an Interactive Environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, don't be shy, don't be scared, chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's Wellness Monday, and you're going to hear a little bit more about that. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's program with you. Allow those social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school. Send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get the point. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for the richness that will be shared on today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Master Motivator Coach Adams, I'm so excited about our new monthly health and wellness segment. And today is Wellness Monday. Every first Monday of the month, we're going to be sharing some rich information so that we can all grow healthier in this new year and for life. And so sharing with me in the boardroom are my fellow global wellness coders, because we are going to be focused every month when we come together on breaking the health code so that we can operate stronger, maximizing our greatest wealth, which is truly health. And so up first, I want to bring in Lady Tabitha Smith. Lady Tabitha Smith is an entrepreneur. She's a businesswoman. She is a dynamo in her own right. And I'm going to have her to share who she is. And in addition, we have Doc Veronica Wilson sharing with us, who also, both of these ladies, I must say, business owners, professionals, they are both powerhouses. They're in ministry. They have a lot going on. Truly, they are movers and shakers. But today, their focus and their assignment is on helping us to break the health code in our segment, our health and wellness segment. So why don't you join me, our global listening audience, in welcoming our in-studio guests, Lady Tabitha Smith and Dr. Veronica Wilson. Welcome to the boardroom, and the crowd goes wild. I love it. I'm so honored that you ladies are here with us. And, you know, one of the things that Coach Adams likes to do is I like to ask my guests that if they were to say who they were beyond their bio, and we could say so much about each of you, but we want to hear from your hearts, and who would you say you are? So, Lady Tabitha, I start with you. If you were to tell someone who Lady Tabitha Smith was, who would you say that she is?
I would say, first of all, I'm a daughter of the Most High God. Secondly, I'm a 3% red hot leader. Secondly, I would say that I'm a wife and a mother. I'm the CEO and founder of Pearl Entertainment, International Entertainment, and now I'm the founder of the Global Wellness Coders. I'm a pastor of people that are experiencing homelessness in Tent City in the Bay Area. So, yeah, that's I would say, in a nutshell, that's who I am, and I love every second of it.
And I love you for sharing that. As I stated, two powerhouses. Now, Dr. Veronica, who would you say that you are if you were to say who Dr. Veronica is? That was a little tongue twister, wasn't it?
Well, definitely a woman of God. That's my first priority. I'm a wife, a mother. I'm an evangelist, also pastor. And I am an inventor. I've been an entrepreneur all of my adult life. So global businesswoman, I guess, and just a person who loves people.
Loves people, and I must say that truly you are a servant at heart, knowing who you are. And, you know, interestingly enough, our journeys, our paths crossed many years ago for the three of us. And, you know, we've kind of stayed in and out of touch at different levels throughout the years. And something brought us back together more intimately as partners and co-laborers on this journey on the field of empowering others, really, to be able to walk in greater health, mind, body, and soul. And, you know, what's interesting is that we each have our own wellness journey. We each have our own reason why we're on this journey. For Coach Adams, just being transparent, I'll give each of you an opportunity to share. You know, I wanted to really focus in more on my health and wellness. You know, obviously with this state of where we've been and where we're coming through, with the health crisis, you know, greater emphasis on health and wellness. We're seeing the effects of what's going on in the world around us. And I simply just wanted to personally get into a better place, that my temple was feeling stronger for the assignment that I know God has called me to. Haven't always made right decisions. As many of you who are regular listeners, you know, Coach Adams, she raises her hand, you know, like she's in a meeting somewhere and says, hello, my name is Coach Adams, or actually I should say Shania, because she is the foodie and I'm a foodie. And so rich heritage with all of my family coming from Louisiana. So I love good, yummy, yummies. And I am on this journey because I haven't had the right habits around health and wellness, and I'm growing in those habits. So that's kind of just a little snapshot of my story, Lady Tabitha. And so for me, it's about health and wellness, and I'm looking to drop some LBs. Lady Tabitha, what is your story?
My story, Coach, is I found myself being challenged with my health, that physical, my health, where I was a mover and shaker, I, you know, completely healthy, and I found myself, I end up with two tumors, sizes of grapefruit. And long story short, it actually ended up invading on the other systems of my life, my mind, body, and soul. So I set out on a journey. At one time, you know, I was like, you know, it's okay if I transition. I feel like I have done my job here on earth, and I had experienced a lot of loss that causes a lot of people to want to fold up the towel or give up. And God said, not so. And I was here, and so I said, well, Lord, if you want me to be here, then I better roll up my sleeves and get to work and start decoding, and how do I get my temple back in a healthy state. And with that, I had to work on my mind, body, and soul to come in alignment. So that's what started my health journey. And then I of course, I wanted to help others and be transparent so other people could come out of the closet and talk about their silent illnesses, right, or things that they were challenged with that no one would know. So,
you know, I thank you so much for sharing that, Lady Tabitha, and sharing your story, because, like you said, that transparency is so important. You know, I often think about this, that each of us, we have an area of challenge. And for me, and I'm very transparent about the fact that I am a foodie and this is my area of challenge. And so when I look at mind, body, and soul, the mind has often been tight. The soul has often been tight. The body, it goes in and out, goes up and down, because I fall on and off the wagon so quickly that it's like, woo! And I'm on the wagon now, so getting back on track, but not always have I been in that place. And so, Dr. Veronica, I would love to hear the backdrop of your story, and then we can kind of dig into more information around how we want to support others on their journey. But tell us the backdrop story for you.
Well, I think most of my life I've been blessed with good health, pretty great health. And I think I kind of took that for granted for a while. Like, you know, it would always be there without the maintenance, without the love, without the sticking to things that keep you healthy. I thought, you know, I got on a habit of just thinking I could eat anything and do anything I wanted to, not exercise. I think in my early 20s, that probably worked. But as I matured in life, signs of needing to take care of this temple started to show up. That's what made me get really health conscious. I know we talked about how when we were younger, we didn't have to exercise as much and do those things. But I just believe as women of God, people of God, that our temple is a part of our worship. And I guess I got a mindset to honor God with my body, especially since mm-hmm. He was honoring me with good health, since He was blessing me with good health already. Mm.
I love it. And you know what, Dr. Veronica, for me in this season, it is about maintenance. I thank God, giving honor to my God, that I have not had any major health issues or concerns. Amen. And I want to keep it that way. You know, like you said, I don't want it to be that I'm taking my body for granted. And many that are listening in may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, what in the world does this have to do with me, you know, working my vision so that I can achieve my goals and live my dreams? Well, it has a lot to do with that, because if your body, if your temple is not strong enough to sustain the vision and the purpose and the goals that you desire, because it's breaking down and it has not been cared for, you can have these grandiose desires, but you'll never be able to reach them because your body doesn't have the capacity for the grind and whatever's required to do it. You don't have the capacity to do it. And so for each and every one of us, our desire is that when we come together for our monthly wellness segment, that around this subject of mind, body, and soul, that we give you tools to add to your toolbox that you can pull from. We're sharing with you. We're in process. We're on the journey. We're sharing our stories as we're in process on the journey. We're sharing tools and resources that are assisting us, that have assisted us as we are in process, so that you have more to pull from your toolbox, so that you are in a better position, that you are increasing your capacity to do the assignment that you've been called to, because this is the reality. We're only as strong as our weak spot. So whatever that weak spot is that we have in our lives, we're only as strong as that particular area. That is our capacity. And so when we take the time to strengthen in those areas where we may be weakest, now we can achieve that much more. And so that's what this time is about. And we're going to dig into mind, body, and soul. I will be sharing with you some nuggets around how do you allow your mind to be healthy. Again, we've established that health is the greatest wealth. And we want to support you in being healthy, mind, body, and soul. Dr. Veronica will share with you some nuggets on how to be healthy body, your temple. How do I keep my body healthy? And Lady Tabitha will bring some nuggets around. How do I allow my soul to be what it needs to be in that healthy place for fulfilling my assignment? So I trust that you have your pens, your notepads, your laptops, your iPads, whatever you need to capture the notes around the nuggets and jewels that we're going to share with you. Because interestingly enough, and I'm going to share that on this process of mind, you know, when we're talking about my mind being healthy, psychologists have stated that exercise, regular exercise, is so key in this process, that we must have that regular movement. And I have to be transparent and share with you that this is an area that throughout the years I have often fallen short. You see, this is the thing. I grew up and I never saw or got into the discipline, the habit. But what was the thing for me was that I was very fortunate in that I was naturally active. I loved to roller skate, bike ride. My dad and I used to go bike riding all the time. I was roller skating several times a week. I was very active, naturally active, doing things that just brought me joy. And then when I got into my 30s, life was focused more on career and business, and some of that activity began to shift, and I didn't have that movement that I once had before. You see, I could actually eat whatever I wanted to eat, and I would not see any results of what I was eating because I was naturally very active. And as our bodies shift and change when we grow through different life phases, that's what I experienced in my 30s. And I looked up and, oh, my gosh, I'm carrying all of this extra weight. Well, because I was tied behind the desk most of the day. I didn't have that movement. I didn't have that activity. And so this process, and it's not new information. You've heard it. You know it. But the question is, are you doing it? You see, when I got off some weight that I had gotten off, one of the things that I reincorporated was the movement. And then an interesting thing happened. I had a little injury of soft tissue damage in my back, and I wasn't able to do the movement. And the next thing I know, hello, extra LBs, and I'm fighting to now deal with that in this season. And the one thing that I knew that I must reincorporate was that regular exercise. And I want to encourage you, start off small. And the reason why I say start off small is because it's important to establish that habit, just walking around your block, walking for 15 minutes, whatever that looks like. Be consistent with whatever it is. And so I want to encourage you in that. So, again, number one would be, if you're taking notes, it is what? I need to get moving. And so we want to encourage you with that regular daily exercise, that little consistency, the law of consistency, that little routine every day, whatever it looks like, because this is the thing that's going to happen. As you get into that on a regular, whatever it is, you then are going to start to feel better about yourself. Your body's going to feel good, and you're going to start doing more. Promise less and deliver more. And that's what's going to naturally happen. You know, this is one that oftentimes doctors tell us all the time, and we don't actually operate in it, but that is, we have to get plenty of sleep. And when Lady Tabitha speaks on the soul, you know, I'm sure she's going to give you some techniques in which you can calm your mind. And I make that reference simply because oftentimes people are dealing with the anxiety and the stuff of the day and the stresses and the worries of the day that they're not able to get good rest. And it's been stated that we should get 8 hours of sleep, but the reality is that everybody doesn't need 8 hours. Coach Adams can get 6 hours. Solid, I am good to go. I'm ready to rock and roll. But you have to start with knowing, what does your body, what does your temple require? You have to start there. Because when you start there and you allow yourself to get the rest that you need, you calm the mind. Your mind is going to be healthier for your assignment, for you to allow those creative thoughts to flow and all of what you need. But your mind has to be at peace and at rest. And you have to get enough sleep. I'm going to share one other with you, and then I'm going to hand it over to Dr. Veronica, because I want her to talk about how do I keep my body healthy. And the other on the mind, and this is a part of the body, and that's why I'm bringing that connecting point is that we have to eat healthy. Now, that's different for each person, but we have to make healthier food choices. And you may be thinking, well, how does that affect my mind? Psychologists have stated that they recommend that you do more of a Mediterranean diet. A Mediterranean diet is more of a plant-based diet, fruits and vegetables. So it's a very holistic approach to a meal plan. But what I want to say to you is, because certain foods, sugars, and things of that nature, they affect your mind. They affect the healthiness of your mind. And there's long-term effects. And you can Google the different foods that you're eating. How does that affect my mind? And so we want to keep our mind sharp and vibrant. You want to keep your mind vibrant in that you want to stay mentally active. You want to read. You want to take on mental challenges that continue to stimulate your mind. This is how you maintain a healthy mind. As we're talking about health and wellness today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams in our monthly Monday wellness segment, health and wealth is your greatest wealth. And so we're going to transition it over to Dr. Veronica. Why don't you give us some nuggets for how do I keep my body healthy? What are some of the things that I can do?
Well, first for me, and I know a lot of others who are really healthy, some gospel giants, and you know I'm a Jesus girl. I love the word. I think, first of all, we have to agree with God's word concerning health. And God, he wants us healthy, you know. And I think of some of the scriptures. I think of in 3 John when John was greeting Gaius, and we all know the scripture. He says, "Beloved, above all things, I wish that you would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers." So health is important to God, and he created us these bodies so magnificently that they even begin to heal themselves. Like some of the things you said, when we eat properly, when we eat the right food, when we exercise, I have some other things, drinking our water, laughter, having that peace and that sleep. It's just some things that just work for these bodies, even praise instead of stressing. But there's so many things, and I just think that the first root of it all is agreeing that you should be healthy, because believe it or not, some people agree with sickness, and that's not something that I tend to agree with. When sickness does try and attack, I go the opposite way, because I don't believe that that's God's perfect will for us. And I know things happen and people get sick, and I know that the scripture even has scriptures for us to heal. So we know that there is a chance of getting sick, but I believe for God's best, and I believe that it starts with agreeing with the word and then doing the things in the natural that you kind of already talked about to get to that place. And food is so very important. Food and water is so very important.
You know, I so love and appreciate those nuggets, Dr. Veronica, and I love that you brought in the Word of God. And again, for those of you that are listening in that are sitting there thinking, well, how does this relate to me working my vision, Coach Adams, achieving my goals, and living my dreams? as we stated, that if your mind, body, and soul are not healthy, you will not have the capacity to work your vision, to achieve your goals and live your dreams. And oftentimes what happens is that individuals will have a breakdown in their body. They'll get sick, they'll get hit with an illness or whatever, and then they make the adjustments. And many of us, myself included, this is an area that I didn't have the healthy habits, and so I'm in process. I'm growing through. Why? Because I want to prevent an issue from happening. And by God's grace, again, I'm grateful that I am, generally speaking, I am healthy and vibrant. But I want to make sure that I stay that way. And so what we're sharing with you, these are thoughts that are preventative. We're going to share with you additional support. I'm going to hand it over to Lady Tabitha so she can share with you her, how do I keep my mind healthy? And these are just some thoughts. You heard some nuggets on how do I, what do I do with my temple, my body? Lady Tabitha, share with us some thoughts on how do I keep my soul happy and healthy?
Thanks, Coach Adams. I'm just listening to you two ladies. Dr. Veronica quotes the scripture. I'm taking notes because everything that you ladies said is like real life, everyday application. You know, and I love to talk like at a level where everyone understands, and it's really, really simple. But sometimes we over complicate, and I'm always talking to myself first. We overcomplicate very simple things like just keep moving around, you know, and be grateful. Just the basic thing. So I'm in agreement with everything the lady said. But I just want to share. I looked up soul. This is such a key point. The soul is the driver of the body. We all know that our spirit and our soul lives in our body. So once we transition, there's no more life in the body. So your soul is so important that we are very much aware and we take charge in communication with God. About with our soul. And what I mean by that is when we rise in the morning, when the sun rises, when our eyes open, when the breath of life comes into our body, to me, that's God saying new mercies, new grace today. You have the opportunity to live your best life. But the first thing that I always suggest that I do for myself is that I wake up and I just thank God, my creator, for waking me up. Because as we know, there's thousands of people that aren't. And so for those entrepreneurs that are listening, this is so important. So the alignment, right? So what I have split my days in three parts. And the first part is the AM. For me, it's alignment, morning prayer, AM. And so that's the time where I'm going to come in alignment with my God. I'm going to come in alignment with his will for me. With my goals, with the plans that I have for my family, with my day, I want to come into alignment, right, in every area of my life. And I want to give that to God. I want to come in agreement, as Dr. Veronica said, I want to come in agreement with good health because he wants my soul to prosper, and then everything else is going to fall into place. And then the second part, so when we charge our morning, come into alignment. It's just something different about when you take that time with yourself in a quiet place, right? It may be when you're in the shower or getting dressed, you know, having your coffee, reading your word, reading something inspirational, listening to music, right? But we need to be intentional about slowing down and not just jumping up, rushing out to the world. It's a war going on, right? And so we have to be prepared, put on our whole armor before we go out. And then in the middle of the day, while we're out there on the battlefield, I have that separated out to healthy soul food. Eat soul food all day long, but healthy soul food. And what do I mean by that? Detoxing, right? Detoxing is so important. And I'm finding, like, I can do that all day long. And what I mean by that is my own thoughts first. My stinking thinking. If there's anything negative going on, that I'm saying to myself that I need to detox that. I need to pull that root up, right, and cast it out in the name of Jesus for me, for those of the believers that are listening. And then first, and so first your own head thinking, right? But then what are other people saying to you that's negative, that's shrinking you and making you feel less than what God said you are? And then relationships. What type of relationships do you have in your life? Are they adding value or are they crushing you? Are they sucking the life out of you? So in my soul food, is that so I'm going to be around healthy relationships. I'm going to speak positivity to myself as well as others. I'm really going to be aware of my environment. And no one else is going to do this for you. You have to take charge. You are, your soul is the driver with God. That is the number one thing for me, is that my soul in communication with God. And so all day long, I'm really being conscious of that. I'm being proactive, making sure I'm deleting the negativity, detoxing what does not belong there. And I believe all of us after 25, if maybe even sooner, the brain is fully developed. The doctors say between 25 and 27, we know right from wrong. And there's that little thing inside of us that tells us. So we just started a new year. It's our opportunity to detox our life, detox our business, detox our home, detox our bodies, right? So, and then the third part of my day, PM, and that is for me, prayer and meditation. And then I want to assess. I want to assess the day, how it went. And these are the new steps. Like, it's like an empowerment circle every day so that I can grow stronger and stronger. My spirit woman can grow stronger and stronger. And then the soul food is eating my word, right? Eating life, the bread of life, my daily bread. And for me, it's reading my Bible. It's listening to positive affirmations and different messages. Sometimes you don't have time to read. Put your earplugs in while you're walking or while you're driving to work or whatever you're doing. A lot of us are home more than normal. So in my house, we constantly have the Word of God going or something positive and music, you know, something positive. But you got to feed your spirit and your soul. And whoever you feed the most, that's what's going to rise up in you to help you execute that business mission that God's given you. To be a leader, to be a mother, to be a father, to be a CEO, whatever your goals and dreams are, we must build up the soul. So that's just a little bit that I wanted to share that I do in my life and that what I share with other people, and I think it's effective. So those are my nuggets that I want to share tonight, Coach.
I love it, Lady Tabitha, and you know I am one. I love acronyms, and so I love your AM and your PM and what you shared, you know, alignment with your morning prayer and your prayer and meditation in the PM, and of course the healthy soul food and detoxing and eating of the word and those positive words that are being spoken into your soul, because our soul is the, you know, it's the heartbeat of who we are. And so all of those words are the deposit. So I love that you brought up how important it is to eat that daily bread. And for us that are believers, of course, it is the Word of God. And if you're not, no worries. We're not trying to force our beliefs on you. We're just sharing with you from our point of view. You know, one of the things that I wanted us to kind of share, because we are all in a partnership as Total Life Changers. And I know you mentioned, Lady Tabitha, detoxing. Is there a resource support to help us with detoxing that you have grown to feel is a great support on your journey since you mentioned that? I would love to hear more about any recommendations that you have.
Absolutely, Coach. We have a product that is a natural product that helps us detox. What it does, it goes down into the colon, and all the intestines, and it pulls up all of the toxins that have built up in our bodies from air pollution, fast food, just things matter that has been there for a while. But we also know that if you allow food or things, if you leave some food and say, if you forget it in your trunk and back in the corner inside of a Tupperware, when you open it up, it smells horrible. And it begins to break down, and it becomes very poisonous. And those poisons seep into your cellular system, what eventually gets into your bloodstream in your brain. So are we thinking clear? It's all tied together. So we have different teas that will help you detox. And I feel that it connects. I feel so much better just being proactive and detoxing my body. I feel the clarity in my thinking process. It all ties together, Coach. So absolutely,
really,
we have raspberry and all
Tabitha.
This, but it does work.
Yeah, it really does tie together. And you mentioned the increased blood flow to the brain, and that's why exercising is so important. As an example, just to bring that nugget back in, because it increases our natural blood flow to the brain. And so I wanted to know, Dr. Veronica, you know, I know you said that I've been healthy most of my life, but is there a support that you have found as, you know, you're growing, we're all growing more mature in age, a vitamin supplement or anything like that, that you have found has been very beneficial for you on your journey?
You know, I really am into good things and eating right. And I, when Lady Tabitha introduced me to the TLC products, I think at first I probably told her, well, I don't know, I'm really into natural things, because I do believe that eating properly, drinking your water, exercising, all the things we've talked about already are very important to having a healthy state of body, healthy mind, all of that, even spiritually being healthy, taking care of these temples, which is something God asked us to do. I was reading in Romans 12, you know, where he asked us to present ourselves a living sacrifice, and how in the scriptures it talks about our body is not our own. And when we start thinking about that, we have to think about the things we put in our body, and I think less of the salt, the sugar, and the flour. You hit on that, Coach Adams. But getting back to the products, I'm not just a person who will take any product. You know, maybe when I was younger, I tried some fads. And I'm not claiming to never have been attacked in my health. That's why I know the difference. I have had attacks, but overall, I've been very, very healthy. And so I know that the natural way works, because I don't take medicine at all. And I tried the TLC products when I was told that they were all natural. And, you know, they really blessed my body, and they agree with my lifestyle, the way I eat. You know, and I haven't always ate healthy. I was a real sugar person. I had to wean myself off of sugar and off of all that unhealthy stuff. I found out that the flour, it didn't work for me. It made me have belly fat. And I didn't find those things out until I stopped using them. And so when I started using the TLC products, I seen that they made me feel good, first of all. They were natural. Not that I was having any real problems, but they gave me more energy. And we laugh about this, but I started waking up happier. You know, I love a good sleep in, but I started waking up earlier, and I just felt the effects of a good product. And I'm still all for all natural and eating right, drinking your water, exercising, all of those essential things.
You know, what's so interesting, Dr. Veronica, about what you're sharing, and I thank you, our global listening audience, we're going to give you an opportunity in just a moment. If you have a question or a comment around what we're talking about, we would love the opportunity to engage with you. So know we're going to come to you and our phone lines in just a moment. But, you know, as you were sharing, Dr. Veronica, I was thinking about one of my aunts. And it's so interesting. She lived to be close to 90. And she was sharp as a whip. But this is the thing about Aunt Marie. Aunt Marie, as long as I knew her, she believed in taking vitamin supplements. And she spoke so highly of, you know, having, and she ate very healthy and she was actively walking. She was a walker. And so when I tell you sharp as a whip, and it just was like, as I was thinking about what you were sharing, I was like, wow, that was Aunt Marie. She believed in her supplements and the reality of that sometimes you, and this is the thing about our minds, that there's a natural transition that happens in our bodies. There is a change to our bodies. You know, there's a change to our brain. It's natural as we mature and get a little bit older. It's natural that it happens. But the things that we're speaking about, we can help to slow down this process that happens naturally with the support that's available by making right decisions so that, again, we're walking in that place of preventative and we're not in crisis mode. So if you want additional information, you can contact the Coach Adams team at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you may email admin@coachadams.com. And again, this is our first segment. We'll be giving you more information. We trust that you will calendar first Mondays, our Wellness Mondays, so that you tune in and get the different nuggets that we'll be sharing with you. At this time, we want to give you, our global listening audience, an opportunity to join in the discussion. We would love to hear from you. And so we invite you to share your thoughts, maybe ask a question, comment one on your telephone keypad. To add yourself to the host queue, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. And we would love to hear from you, and do know that this is a safe space. Meanwhile, we're going to continue to share some nuggets with you. And I want to come back to Dr. Veronica. Any other thoughts that you have, any other jewels or nuggets that you want to share around? Of course, we've talked a bit about mind, body, and soul. Any other thoughts on how can I keep my body healthy? And I do see that we have a caller. So how about we pause right there, Dr. Veronica? We'll come back to that. But let's take our caller if in agreement.
Yeah.
Area code 310, last 4 digits, 1594. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and our global wellness team. Welcome.
Hi, everyone. My name's Kim. Hope you all are well. Happy New Year. Can you hear me?
Hi, Kim.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for the information. This was right on time. I didn't really know what the topic was, but this is what I've been working on for the new year myself. And I had one question about, you're talking about sleep. And I wanted to know what kinds of tips you might have about quieting your mind. Because one of the challenges I've had sometimes is there's so much stuff going on in my brain, and my brain likes to problem solve even when I don't want it to. And so it's still like turning, trying to figure out whatever is on my mind. So, I do some of the Christian meditation app that I found, for example, and I'm trying to, they say to get a routine. So you start winding down early, but just curious about any tips you might have for that kind of struggle.
Well, you know, Kim, you just spoke the two that I was going to give, and that is starting your wind down earlier so that your mind starts to shut down. And one of my personal favorite apps that supports me wholeheartedly in keeping my mind at that place of where it needs to be, that place of calm, is an app called Boss Christian Radio. It's a free app. You can find it in your app store or on your Google Play store. And so those would be the two that I have. But I'm going to go to the rest of our global wellness coders to see if they have any thoughts that maybe have not already been spoken. Lady Tabitha or Dr. Veronica, do you have any thoughts around our question for Kim? Let's give her some support.
I do. Hi, Kim.
Go ahead, Lady Tabitha. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Go ahead, Doctor.
I was going to be real quick, and I liked when she gave her Boss Christian Radio, because I think sometimes the noise of the world is so, our days are so busy and hectic that we do need to take things that replace that and wind down and consciously carve out that time to do it.
That's good. That's really good. To add to that, Ms. Kim, I would say with that prayer, meditation, and assessment, for me, most of the time as thinkers, if I can journal, write down what's going on in my head, like get it out of my head, get it on a piece of paper.
Oh, that's rich, Lady Tabitha.
Right?
Yes.
Most of the time I'm already into tomorrow, right, what I need to do, what's facing me. So if I get it out of my head onto a piece of paper, and then the other thing is I turn on the ocean waves. But, again, like Coach Adams says, I love our Boss meditation. And the other thing I would say, I had I went through a time where I wasn't able to sleep well. And so I took our melody drops, our harmony drops, and they helped me relax. We have CBD, am I saying it right, Coach? We have some oils that you put under your tongue that will help relax your nerve system and help assist you in sleeping, you know, with the melatonin in it. So those are just a few options. Because sometimes you need a little help, you know, but that is exactly what we did.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you, Kim, for chiming in. I'm looking forward to our next journey together on the horizon. Today Matters, our next private mastermind. I'm excited to have you share in that journey. And thank you for being a regular listener of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. So appreciate you. If you can press 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. We do still have a little bit of time in our program. So if you would like to engage with us, ask a question, make a comment, we welcome that at this time. Lady Tabitha, I so love that you spoke journaling, you know, before going to bed to help to quiet your mind. That was so rich. I love that, because so often it is about we have to transition all of the noise of the world, as you mentioned, Dr. Veronica, and to be able to calm and settle our hearts and our minds around those things that, you know, oftentimes cause anxiety, and we have to get to that place of peace. And so many people are struggling with that. And more now than ever, people are really struggling with that from the year that we're coming out of, you know, with a health crisis that we're still in, social unrest, contentious political season, you know, financial uncertainty for millions. So there's so much that keep our minds actively going. As we prepare to wrap up today's Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, Dr. Veronica, any closing thoughts that you have? And then Lady Tabitha will come over to you.
I think because a lot of us are God lovers, and not saying that we all are, but for the most part, if we can remember that these temples are not our own, that God has a plan and a purpose for us, and He only wants the best. And since we're responsible for these temples, they're ours. We're the only ones who can outside of God, take care of them first. You know, we should give them our best, and we should discipline. I just discipline that flesh because it always tries to rise up. It wants to eat the wrong thing, and we just have to start making course corrections with no compromise.
I love that. Yeah, I love that. Lady Tabitha, what are your thoughts as we prepare to close out and wrap up today's installment of Motivational Mondays?
I love what Dr. Veronica shared. I would just add, too, that we're only going to receive one body and one soul and one spirit. And as we know, the buildings are closed, so we are the temple. We are the tabernacle. And we can get two of everything, two houses, two cars, two children. But we'll only receive one body where our spirit, where our soul lives. And so for us to really take charge and sit at the head of the table with our Creator and be as proactive as we possibly can, just changing little habits every day will help us live longer, taking care of our heart, you know. So, yeah.
I love that because you brought up a great point that we do. We only get one body. With that one body, we have one mind and we have our soul. And so we have to care for those different areas effectively and do the preventative. And I love that you brought out, which is so key. We can't try to overwhelm ourselves and, you know, dump all of this one step at a time. Make one adjustment at a time. Each adjustment is going to make a difference over the long haul if we stay consistent with it. And so I encourage you, our global listening audience, and I thank you for listening in. And, you know, Lady Tabitha brought up something that was off subject but connect. And I mentioned it when Kim, our caller, jumped in to share and get the question answered. That I have a private mastermind coming up January the 21st. This mastermind is on Today Matters, 12 daily practices to guarantee tomorrow's success. And it gives you those areas in which you need to focus in on. Of course, one is health, but you also have your faith, you have your priorities, you have relationships. There's different components. Each of those areas, when you get into those daily practices, it sets you up for greater success because you know those areas that you need to focus in on. And what made me think about that, Lady Tabitha, was your AM and PM and how you, you know, compartmentalize what the focus is in those different times of the day. And I love that. And so if you want more information about the TLC product support or the private mastermind that's coming up, give my team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Of course, tune in to Motivational Mondays every week for rich nuggets of empowerment to support you and to gain greater tools for your toolbox. But at the very least, we encourage you, mark on your calendar, set the reminder and the date for Wellness Mondays every first Monday. This was our first installment. We're excited. We're going to share more with you in our coming months on mind, body, and soul. And don't forget the resource and the app that was mentioned, Boss Christian Radio, Boss Christian Radio. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. Ladies, thank you so much for sharing with me. So appreciate you. Know that we'll be here next week. And as a matter of fact, this week we're going to give you a little sample taste of Today Matters. So you don't want to miss that. Tune in with us. Thank you for tuning in. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.